Hallelujah. Glory. This is the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen? That means we have a choice to rejoice. We have a choice to rejoice, or we have a choice to be miserable. Oh, glory. You know, the Bible says, count it all joy as you go through trials and tribulations. Because we're being tested. And I can tell you right now that there's a testing going on. There's a training going on. A training. Everyone say, I'm in training. Amen. For reigning. Go to Psalm 127, please. Training for reigning. That's what we are in. I believe that what the Lord has given us this morning is vitally important, the area of understanding. And those who are here, those who are watching, and those who are hearing, this message is vitally important to you because of what's not only getting ready to happen, but what's happening right now in the area where God is strategically positioning his people. In Psalm 127, in verse 1, would you read it with me? It says, unless the what? The Lord builds a house, they labor in vain who build it. Unless who? That means that the things of the kingdom is used to build the house of God. Not the things of the world is used to build the house of God. The things of the kingdom. God gives us things to build his house. In other words, he says what he has made holy or unclean is holy and unclean. He speaks things and takes things not only out of the spirit realm, but out of the physical realm, and anoints them to build his house. But without the anointing, it's not cleaned. Does everybody get it? It's not clean. Without the anointing, it's not clean. It's not ordained. It's not, he doesn't have a seal on it to say, here, use this to build my house. Is everybody with me? See, so many times we're taking things that we believe are clean are okay to build God's house when it's not been sealed by him. Only things that are sealed by the Lord is used to build the house of God. Everything else is vain. And it says this, unless the Lord builds a house, they labor in vain who build it. Why? Because they're not using the right material. Unless the Lord guards the city, the watchman stays awake in vain. Wow. Now, the watchman stays awake in vain. Why? Because watching over the kingdom business is vitally important. In other words, he's a watchman that watches over the things of the kingdom business. But those who are watching more over personal business than kingdom business, he says, your watchman to the kingdom is in vain. Does everybody understand that? Because they're still using what? Worldly things to try to build the things of the kingdom of God. They are not sealed by God. We will find out in that day the things that God has sealed to use to build his kingdom and whether it will burn or not. So in this he said, many are watchmen who are watching in vain. Why are they watching in vain? Because they're not using the things that are sealed by God to build the kingdom. These things are, if they're not sealed by God, then who are they sealed by? Amen. Darkness. Now, what's Satan's greatest weapon? Deception. So wouldn't he want to be able to get something into the kingdom of God that somebody believes is sealed by God, but it is not? And it causes division. It causes strife. It will not stand. It'll eventually crumble. Why? Because it causes a house divided cannot stand. And in this, I want to share with you that God is raising up watchmen and gatekeepers right now. He is raising up watchmen and gatekeepers because there's a generation shift. There's a generation change. There's a season change right now. And we are entering another realm, another time of season, another time where things are going to be more difficult to discern because deception is increasing more. And the enemy is coming, portraying more and more in the example of false prophets. false Christianity. He's deceiving many people. Let me tell you, when you're crying out for God's will, God will do whatever it takes for His will to be manifested. You will find things begin to remove from your life. Why? Because you're saying, Lord, I want to do Your will. But there are things in your life that are still preventing you from doing His will. And the more you continue to say it, the more He'll begin to remove the things in your life that are preventing you from doing the will of God. Whether we end up with nothing. Why? That's why, you know, how many times do people have to go end up with nothing? I was one of them. I had to end up with nothing till I said, I'm willing to do Your will. Even though I was saying, I used to pray a prayer. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done. I didn't even know what the heck I was saying. It was just a ritual prayer, but I was still praying it. And you know what? Your life can become very havoc until you choose to really do the will of God. Truly do the will of God. So right now there's a training process. There's things that are happening. You're finding things to be removed in your life. Things are changing and shifting. Things are being added. Why? Because of this time right now of training, God is raising up watchmen. And it's just not, I'm not talking about gender. Does everybody get it? And I don't want to keep repeating watchmen and women. So watchmen is no gender. Amen. It's a spiritual position. Watchmen and gatekeepers. He is raising up for a specific purpose. And He's giving them the wisdom and discernment that is so needed. Is everybody all right? Again, watching over kingdom business. And when we labor in vain, we're watching over more of self-business than kingdom business. See, some people, now let me share with you this. In this, there are multiple levels of Christianity. You have three levels. Outer court, holy place, most holy place. That's the three levels of Christianity. Amen? There are those who are walking in the outer court and only live in the outer court. Those who are walking in a holy place. Those who are walking in a most holy place. Those are three levels of Christianity. And there are in these three levels, there are those who are using the kingdom of God to build their personal business. I heard it all, oh, I'm using kingdom ethics. Yeah, well, you're using it to build your personal business, and you're not giving what you're supposed to the kingdom. And then, of course, there are those who are using the worldly things, worldly business, to try to build kingdom business. And that's not working. Unless it is ordained and sealed by God, it doesn't mean nothing. And the worst thing that you and I can do is be successful in the wrong assignment. Has everybody got that? Hallelujah. We are in a season of new birth to watchmen and gatekeepers. In all of these watchmen and gatekeepers of this new season of birth, everything is maintained by priesthood. So what's happening, watchmen and gatekeepers, is an extension of priesthood. Is everybody with me? Because without maintaining priesthood, you cannot be a watchman nor a gatekeeper, nor can you fulfill any other office in the kingdom. Because why? To be a priest is associated with ministering to the Lord, and in that you are maintaining the anointing. You are maintaining the presence of God. Everything associated with the kingdom of God is the presence of God. And when God's not presence is there, the kingdom cannot be built. It will be built in vain because it's not sealed. Only the presence of God seals everything. Everybody okay? Ezekiel 33. Oh, praise God. Ezekiel 33. So, again, I want to reiterate that if you are watching, you are here, or you are hearing this message, it's specifically for you. For you. So don't take this lightly. In verse 1, Ezekiel 33, verse 1, would you read it with me? Again, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, speak to the children of your people, and say to them, When I bring the sword upon a land, and the people of the land take a man from their territory and make him their what? Watchman. When he sees the sword coming upon the land, if he blows the trumpet and warns the people. Now look at the two things that are connected. What's the first thing he's got to be able to do? See. He must be able to what? See. And the second thing he must be able to do is what? Blow the trumpet. That doesn't mean you have to play the sax or anything, you know. That means it's got to come out of your mouth. You cannot be afraid to speak. And you must know how to speak in a season. A word in due season. Amen? All right. And when I bring the sword upon a land and the people of the land take a man from their territory and make him their watchman, when he sees the sword coming upon the land, if he blows the trumpet and warns the people, then whoever what? Hears the sound of the trumpet and does not take warning. If he hears the sound of the trumpet and doesn't take warning, if the sword comes and takes him away, his blood shall be on his own head. He heard the sound of the trumpet, but did not take warning. Do you know how many people are hearing the sound of the trumpet and not taking warning? Many. And it's causing them to be removed, taken out of place, taken out of position. Some of them are even taken. It says, he heard the sound of the trumpet, but did not take warning. His blood shall be upon himself, but he who takes warning will save his life. So many who are not hearing a warning are losing their lives. But if the watchman sees the sword coming and does not blow the trumpet, and the people are not warned, the sword comes and takes any person from among them, he is taken away in his iniquity, but his blood I will require on the watchman's hand. So God is raising up watchmen. And this is a strong responsibility. But I want you to know, if you are hearing this message, if you're here and you are watching, you are called to be watchmen and gatekeepers. And he is training you up. You may say, how is he training me? Don't worry about how he's training you. He is. Your trials, your tribulations, everything that is going on right now in your life is to train you to become more sensitive, to become more denying of yourself, to become more alert, more vigilant, to be more consistent in the things of the kingdom. Amen? Verse 7. So you, son of man, I have made you a watchman for the house of Israel. Therefore you shall hear a word from where? My mouth. That means you better hear the voice of God. And warn them for me. When I say to the wicked, a wicked man, you shall surely die. And you do not speak to warn the wicked man from his way. That wicked man shall die in his iniquity. But his blood I will require at your hand. That's why I preach the lie of once saved, always saved. That is not truth. That is a lie. Verse 9, nevertheless, if you warn the wicked to turn from his way, and he does not turn from his way, he shall die in his iniquity, but you have delivered your soul. Therefore you, O son of man, say to the house of Israel, thus you say, if our transgressions and our sins lie upon us, and we pine away in them, how can we then live? Say to them, as I live, says the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live. Turn from your evil ways, for why should you die, O house of Israel? So, again, the Lord is not desiring that no one be separated from him. That's the death he's talking about, separated from him. He says he has no desire. So, God is raising up watchmen right now, watchmen and gatekeepers. Now, I want to, in simple, common language, before we go into the word of expression, watchmen are those who, it's a area where one sees long distance. A watchman sees long distance. A gatekeeper sees short distance. Now, are those who are watchmen and those who are gatekeepers, and there are few who are both. Not saying that it can't be, but it is available to anyone. So in this, God has placed us. Now, we have a, in the kingdom of God, there are multiple, I want to say, ports, multiple places, locations. There are many areas where there are certain functions in the body. We have a specific function here. We're not your normal kind of church. These are training sessions, not Bible studies. Amen? And so in this function, we have a responsibility. We are a special task force. And in this, those who God sends here, there is something important that we must do as watchmen, that is to protect the walls around this campus, around this facility, around everyone that's here associated with this house. We are protectors of the walls. We are defenders of what goes on here. We are not people who open the door and bring division. We are people that maintain unity. And that's what the word says, that many of them were among us, but some of them left because they were not with us. Many of them will leave because they're not willing to maintain what God has given them. See, so many times we want things our way, but we got to have it Yahweh. Amen? It's Yahweh or the highway. You know? So there's a price to pay, isn't there? There's a price to pay in this. There is consistency. There's a continuous denial of self. There's an area of trials and tribulations. And we're going to talk about that in another message, about the heavy storms, which mold you, because they do. But right, God, right now, God is raising up. He's bringing an impartation to awaken believers and those associated with this message today to say, listen, I'm calling you to be a watchman. I'm calling you to be a gatekeeper. This is prophetically released today into our lives. Prophetically released so that we can awaken and say yes. Now, you have a choice to say yes or no. He will never force you. You have a choice. And he won't interfere with that choice. Is everybody all right? Praise God. 2 Samuel chapter 18. Is it hot in here? Well, you're all quick to say no. I need stereo AC. Hallelujah. 2 Samuel. Chapter 18. Is everybody there? Oh, God is good. In verse 24, would you read it with me? 18:24. Now David was sitting between the two gates, and the watchmen went up to the what? To the roof over the gate, to the wall, lifting his eyes and looking, and there was a man running alone. Then the watchman cried out to and told the what? The king. And the king said, if he is alone, there is news in his mouth. And he came rapidly and drew near. Then the watchman saw another man running, and the watchman called to the who? Gatekeeper. And said, there is another man running along alone. And the king said, he also brings news. So the watchman said, I think the running of the first is like the running of Hamaza, the son of Zodok. And the king said, he is a good man and comes with good news. So you see, the watchman was the one that was watching distance, and then he alerted the gatekeeper. Amen. Cool. Hallelujah. 2 Kings 9. Now, the first thing we talked about was the area that you must be able to see. Do you know that many people are seers and don't know? They've never been trained to utilize that talent. There are people that are unbelievers that are called to be seers. And until they come in the kingdom of God, it won't be used correctly. So you've got psychics and you've got all, those are seers also. You got all kinds of witchcraft seers. And they've been gifted, but they're not using it according to God's purpose. They're using it according to the devil's purpose. Why? Because it wasn't sealed by him. Not anything that's not sealed by him that is used is in vain. So they see in vain, don't they? Amen. And they mislead people because the things that they see are incorrect, even though that they're seers. There may be partial things that are correct. So they may have a partial truth. They can only see a short distance. They cannot see a long distance. God doesn't allow it. He reveals his secrets to those who are close to him. That's why we have prophets. There are prophets to the nation. And there's the gift of prophecy. There's the office of prophet. But everybody can walk in the gift of prophecy because everyone is called in one way to either be a seer in the area of watchman or gatekeeper. It takes both. You must be able to see in both and blow the trumpet in both. But one is a long distance seer and one is a short distance seer. Hallelujah. Verse 17. Would you read it, please? Now a watchman stood on the what? Tower in Jezreel. And he saw the company of Jehu as he came and said, I see a company of men. And Jerome said, get a horseman and send him to meet them and let him say, is it peace? So the horseman went to meet him and said, thus says the king, is it peace? And Jehu said, "What have you to do with peace? Turn around and follow me." So the watchman reported, saying, "The messenger went with him, but is not coming back." Then he sent out a second horseman who came to them and said, "Thus says the king, is it peace?" And Jehu answered, "What have you to do with peace? Turn around and what? Follow me." So the watchman reported, saying, "He went up to them and is not coming back. And the driving is like the driving of Jehu, the son of Nishma, for he drives furiously." Then Jerome said, "Make ready." And his chariot was made ready. Then Jerome, king of Israel, and Hezekiah, said, a king of Judah, went out, each of his chariot, and they went out to meet Jehu and met him on the property of Naboth the Jezreelite. Now it happened when Jerome saw Jehu that he said, "Is it peace, Jehu?" So he answered, "What peace, as long as the harlotries of your mother Jezebel and her witchcraft are so many?" So again, the watchman was the one that was relaying the information, wasn't he? He was the one that was seeing long distance. Is everybody okay? One of the things that's important about the watchman is to interpret vital information, what he sees. There are many who see incorrectly what they see and what is interpreted from what they see. When what someone sees is not interpreted correctly, it causes confusion, it causes division, causes separation, causes loss, and you can't have victory, because vital information to overcome is important. One of the things that are revealed is the strategies of the enemy. If we can't see, or someone that's with us is seeing incorrectly and delivers it, I'm telling you, I've known people that are telling me, oh, they're seeing from God, hearing from God, they're seeing this and seeing that. And I know in my spirit that it's not God. I know it. Why? God doesn't interrupt himself, does he? He doesn't promote division. He promotes unity. Does everybody understand that? Interprets vital information. A watchman interprets vital information. So it's important that you know what God is saying, and it's important that your soul is completely converted and sent and handed over to God. Your mind, your will, your emotions, your desires, your imagination, every single day, so that what you see can be interpreted correctly. Isaiah 21. There are not only false prophets, but there are false watchmen and false gatekeepers. Isaiah 21 and verse 5. Is everybody there? Let's speak it. Prepare the table. Set a what? Watchman in the tower. Eat and drink. Arise, you princes. Anoint the shield. For thus says the Lord God to me, go, set a watchman. Let him declare what he what? Let him declare what he what? Sees. And he saw a chariot with a pair of horsemen, a chariot of donkeys, and a chariot of camels. And he listened He listened earnestly with great care. See, there are those who listen to promote themselves. That's in vain. But there are those who are listening because they are true watchmen for the kingdom, and they listen with earnestly and care because they don't want God's people to be harmed. Verse 8. Then he cried, "A lion, my Lord, I stand continually on the watchtower. In the daytime I have sat at my post every night. And look, here comes a chariot of men with a pair of horsemen." Then he answered and said, "Babylon is fallen, and all the carved images of her gods he has broken to the ground." So again, this is vitally important in this area of earnestly, not only are you watching, but you're earnestly listening. Why? Because you care. There's got to be a compassion and a love for God's people, not for you or your own self-interests. Amen? It's about beyond you. It's beyond us in everything that we do. continually on the watchtower day. In other words, not only that, you must have night vision. Light nor darkness does not interfere with what you see. When you are called to be a watchman, light or darkness does not interfere with what you see. It doesn't matter. You are able to see in the dark, in the brightness of light, or in the dark. You are able to see. 1 Peter chapter 2. Verse 9. But you are what? Chosen generation, a what? Royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may what? Proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, who were once not a people, but now a people of God, who had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Beloved, I beg you as sojourners and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts which war against the soul, having your conduct honorable among the Gentiles, that when they speak against you as evildoers, they may, by your good works, which they observe, glorify God in the day of visitation. Now, in this, again, we are called to be a royal priesthood. Watchmen and gatekeepers is an extension of priesthood. Exodus 40. Exodus chapter 40. In verse 9, it says, and you shall take the anointing oil and anoint the tabernacle and all that is in it. You shall hallow it and all its utensils, and it shall be holy. You shall anoint the altar of the burnt offering and all its utensils, and consecrate the altar. The altar shall be holy. You know what the altar is right now? Your mouth. This is the altar. Your lips and your tongue is now the altar of God. Why? Because it offers up the what? Sacrifices of praise. And you shall anoint the laver and its base and consecrate it. Then you shall bring Aaron and his sons to the door of the tabernacle of meeting and wash them with water. You shall put a holy garment on Aaron and anoint him and consecrate him, that he may minister to me as a what? Priest. Why? Because this is where the anointing is maintained. Priesthood is what maintains the anointing. Listen, when Paul, Saul who became Paul, when the Lord came to him, he blinded him. Actually, what had happened was he was already blinded. Because the glory of God exposed his blindness. Is everybody okay? Then he sent his servant who was visited in a vision because he was a watchman. And the watchman was sent to go see Saul. He prayed over him to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. When Saul received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, he became Paul. He got a new name. And the scales from his eyes came off, and he became a seer. He was a watchman and a doorkeeper, a gatekeeper. Does everybody get this? He fulfilled both places. And he no longer was about his business ever again. Ever. He was about the kingdom business. He was a protector of the things of the kingdom of God. He protected those around him. He trained them up. He counseled, corrected, and directed. He chastened, because God chastened through him. He was a tough man to work for, because he was serious about kingdom business. Is everybody okay? Praise God. And you shall bring his sons in verse 14. You shall bring his sons and clothe them with tunics. You shall anoint them as you anointed your father, that they may minister to me as priests, for their anointing shall surely be an everlasting priesthood throughout their generations. Does everybody see that? What maintains the anointing is maintaining your priesthood. Why? Because as one ministers to the Lord, the presence of God comes. So you are maintaining your seal, and then God's presence is expanded in the things that he wants you to utilize to build his house. Leviticus 10. In verse 8. Watchmen and gatekeepers. Leviticus 10 and verse 8. Would you read it with me? Then the Lord spoke to Aaron, saying, do not drink wine, hello, or intoxicating drink, hello. How can you be a watchman if you're one who indulges in alcohol, drugs, or whatever? You want to quench the anointing? Touch the unclean things. Hallelujah. Do not drink wine or intoxicating drink, you nor your sons with you. When you go into the tabernacle of meeting, lest you die. Lest you what? Die. What's he saying? Don't get drunk in my presence. It shall be a statute for when? Forever, throughout your generations, that you may distinguish between what? Holy and unholy. Between unclean and clean. And that you may teach the children of Israel all the statutes which the Lord has spoken to them by the hand of Moses. So again, as priests, we must distinguish between what is clean and unclean, holy and unholy. Not putting your lips to alcohol. It blows me away where believers think that they can go out and have a beer. That's why they don't see things through. That's why they can't see things long or short. They are defiling themselves. Joshua 6. You know, the closer you want to be to the Lord, the unclean things must be further away from you, or you'll maintain an outer court Christian. And the devil will have more access to you in the outer court than he does the holy place. It's easy to be swayed in the outer court. It's too close to outer darkness. Joshua 6 and verse 4. Verse 3. And you shall march around the city, all you men of war. You shall go all around the city once, then this you shall do 6 days. And seven what? Priests shall bear seven what? Trumpets of ram's horns before the ark of God. In other words, before the presence of God. But the seventh day you shall march around the city 7 times, and the priests shall blow the trumpets. It shall come to pass when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, and when you hear the sound of the trumpet, that all the people shall shout with a great shout. Then the wall of the city will come down flat, and the people shall go up, every man straight before him. That is called unity. See, when we get to the point where we are like-minded, like-willed, and like-hearted, nothing is impossible. So the enemy always wants to infiltrate to bring division. He wants to infiltrate with another doctrine. He wants to infiltrate with whatever he can with false visions, with false watchmen, false gatekeepers, false prophets, forms of godliness but denying the powers. Does everybody get it? He wants to infiltrate every area of God's supporting agendas and all the functions of the body of Christ. Ezekiel 22. Man, you're all quiet this morning. You all right? Are you turkeyed out or what? Are you hungover from turkey? Hallelujah. I never want to see turkey again. Praise God. Ezekiel 22. Watchmen and gatekeepers. Verse 25. Ezekiel 22, verse 25. The conspiracy of her prophets and her mist is like a roaring lion tearing the prey. They have devoured people. They have taken treasure and precious things. They have made many widows in her midst. Her priests have violated my law and profaned my holy things. They have not distinguished between the holy and unholy, nor have they made known the difference between the unclean and clean. They have hidden their eyes from my Sabbaths so that I am profane among them. Her princes in her midst are like wolves tearing the prey to shed blood, to destroy people, and to get dishonest gain. Her prophets plastered them with an untempered mortar, seeing false visions and divining lies for them. saying, "Thus says the Lord God," when the Lord had not spoken. The people of the land have used oppressions, committed robbery, mistreated the poor and needy. They have wrongfully oppressed the stranger. So I sought for a man among them who would make a wall and stand in a gap between me on behalf of the land, that I should not destroy it. But I found no one. Therefore I have poured out my indignation on them. I have consumed them with the fire of my wrath, and I have recompensed their deeds on their own heads, says the Lord. Why? Because there was no watchman or gatekeeper with a true heart towards God. They have been infiltrated with deception and it allowed destruction to come. Again, God is raising up watchmen and gatekeepers to protect what God has given us. Amen? And in this, we've got to make a decision that we're willing to allow God to train us in this area. To discern what's holy, unholy, clean, unclean. To depart from evil. To warfare in the spirit. To be able to see things long distance and short. And to be able to blow the trumpet without fear. Hallelujah. 2 Samuel 18. Again, I want to reiterate this in verse 26. It says, "Then the watchman saw another man running, and the watchman called to the what? Gatekeeper." The watchman called to who? The gatekeeper. "There is another man running alone," and the king said, "He also brings news." So in this watchman, as he sees long distance, he will reveal to the gatekeeper, and hopefully the gatekeeper is also a watchman, and then we don't have this problem. But not everyone is called to be a watchman and gatekeeper. There are many who are just watchmen and there are gatekeepers. Let me explain to you about a gatekeeper. A gatekeeper is one who checks ID. And what is the ID? What level that believer is at. He knows where that person is a wolf in sheep's clothing. He sees what level that person is at to come in. He knows whether that person is clean or unclean, where they is a gatekeeper. So the gatekeeper checks ID, and he also checks contraband. What is he checking? Accursed items. He checks accursed items. In other words, he doesn't allow that through the gate. Is everybody with me? He doesn't allow that through the gate. No, you can't bring this in here. Amen? So the watchman will declare to the gatekeeper, this is what's coming. The watchman is alerted so that when it comes to the gate, he inspects. Checks ID and contraband. Who are you? He hears. He sees. And he allows in, or he strategically places a person so that, depending on what level that person is at, doesn't get closer to the presence or to the king. He's a protector of the king. Does everybody get this? Because everyone's purpose in this is to protect the king, the kingdom, and the things of the kingdom. It's about protection. 2 Kings chapter 7. So you're willing to be a watchman and a gatekeeper? Well, you've been being trained for it already. Listen, our training never stops, man. If you think I've qualified for this, no. Never stops. The only one qualified for anything is him. He's just looking for someone dead to get in that position so he can be alive. 2 Kings 7 and verse 10. It says, "So they went and they called to the gatekeepers of the city and told them, saying, 'We went to the Syrian camp and surprisingly no one was there, not a human sound, only horses and donkeys tied and the tents intact.' And the gatekeepers called out and they told it to the what? King's household." So they were the ones closest to the king. Does everybody get it? They were close. So the watchman is also close to the king. But because the watchman is busy seeing long distance, he's relaying things to the gatekeeper. The gatekeeper is able to express things to the house of God. Does everybody get it? Verse 12. So the king arose in the night and said to his servants, "Let me now tell you what the Syrians have done to us. They know that we are hungry. Therefore, they have gone out of the camp to hide themselves in the field, saying, 'When they come out of the city, we shall catch them alive and get into the city.'" Now listen, what was exposed by this, from the watchman to the gatekeeper to the gatekeeper to the king, was the strategy of the enemy. Amen? Now, we know that in the spirit realm, it's reverse. Because the king sees it all. He reveals it to his watchmen and gatekeepers. And what the gatekeeper misses, the watchman reveals. And then it's brought back to the house of God. Again, we are a house of God here. There's the whole house of God, the body of Christ, and then there's the house of God. Everyone has a specific function and purpose. Each fellowship has a specific function and purpose. And each one that God places in those places is watchmen and gatekeepers and trains them up so that they can protect the walls, so they can expose the enemy's tactics and strategies, and so that unity can be established. Because when we are in one accord, nothing is impossible. Nothing. So his purpose is to create division. And he'll utilize pride for that. False vision. Self-promotion. 1 Chronicles 9. First Chronicles chapter 9. Verse 22. Let's speak it together. All those chosen as gatekeepers were 212. They were recorded by their genealogy in their villages. David and Samuel, the seer, had appointed them to their trusted office. So they and their children. Now, watchmen are not associated with the children. Gatekeepers is they and their children. Does everybody get this? Not that it's not inherited, because it is. Says they and their children were in charge of the gates of the house of the Lord, the house of the tabernacle, by assignment. So families are also associated in the area as gatekeepers. And they lodged all around the house of God because they had the responsibility and they were in charge of opening it every morning. Now some of them were in charge of serving vessels, for they brought them in and took them out by the count and so forth. They were appointed certain things associated with the house of God. Now, I want you to know that all of them were Levites. Why? Because it was associated with what? Priesthood. Again, it goes back to maintaining your priesthood. Why? Because that's where the anointing is maintained. And that's where God's seal is. And wherever God's seal is, it's approved. If God's seal is not on it, it's disapproved. So if you're building the house of God and something that's not sealed by God, it will not last. It will crumble. Amen? Praise God. 2 Chronicles 23. You know, that's where it's so important to be a part of the fellowship you're involved in. That's where it's important that you are involved in volunteering. And you know, if you're not a part of the fellowship, how can you be a gatekeeper or watchman? You can't. It's just impossible. God won't allow it. He won't allow someone that's not consistent and a part and volunteering here and being a part of things that are going on. He doesn't allow you to be a watchman or a gatekeeper. Why? Because then your heart's really not for the house. Now, you may use the house to build your kingdom. You may use the house to do the things that, you know. But until you become a part and unified in the house, God will not allow you to be a watchman or a gatekeeper. Just won't. In 2 Chronicles 23, in verse 18. Oh, hallelujah. Is everybody there? Also, who? Jehoiada appointed the oversight of the house of the Lord to the hand of the who? Priests, the Levites, whom David had assigned in the house of the Lord to offer the burnt offerings of the Lord, as it is written in the law of Moses, with rejoicing and with singing, as it was established by David. And he set the gatekeepers at the gates to the house of the Lord, so that no one who was in any way unclean should enter. Then he took the captains of the hundreds of the nobles and governors of the people and all the people of the land and brought the king down from the house of the Lord. And they went through the upper gate to the king's house and set the king on the throne of the kingdom. So all the people of the land rejoiced, and the city was quiet, for they had slain Athaliah with the sword. In other words, they had victory. Everything is in the area protecting the truth, the presence, the order, and the purpose of the kingdom. That's why the Bible says, seek ye the kingdom of God, and it's what? Righteousness, and all things will be added unto you. See, so many people are asking for all of these things, but they're really not involved in the kingdom. They use the kingdom, but they're not involved in the kingdom. And even a heathen can use the laws of the kingdom and be blessed. And we see it. We see it. Again, there's a difference. There's a different level of Christianity. There's the three places, the three chambers, outer court, holy place, most holy place. We got to ask ourselves, Lord, I want to be a part of your kingdom. I don't want to use your kingdom. I want your kingdom to use me. Amen? I want to be used by you. I want your will to be done, not mine. Order, protocol, all of these associated with God's kingdom. It's phenomenal. Again, this is not a time of play. It's a time of rejoicing. But it's a time of seriousness in what's going on. You know what? The enemy has been getting away with a lot of things. And the reason for that is because many of the watchmen have become blinded. And there are many people who are not hearing the watchmen because they become dull of hearing. Because they've been caught up in the world and materialism. They've been caught up in themselves and their successes or failures or relationships and building families. And there's nothing wrong with it, but it should not be priority. Kingdom is priority. They've allowed the order to be turned around. And I've heard people say, well, it's God, family, then church. They're full of baloney. It's God, God, and God. Why? Because if the order is God, 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 then everything else fall in place. You won't have to worry about building your family. God will build it. Does everybody get it? I've been hearing this since I've been a Christian. I wasn't like this a Christian. I was a heathen like this. Took this much to get Christian. I've heard it all the time. Oh, God, family, and church. Baloney. God's church is God. Listen, when my wife and I were restored, man, we were in fellowship. We were at everything. We did everything was about God's presence. We wanted God's presence, corporate presence. We volunteered for everything. We started the first midnight to 6 in the morning, 5 in the morning prayer group at a healing ministry. Why? Because my only desire was to serve the king and rescue souls. We were watchmen at the night from midnight to 5 in the morning. We saw many things happen. Prayed with many, heard miracles, all kinds of things would happen. You know, one time we had a 24-hour prayer here, and people drifted. We didn't have enough laborers. We couldn't do it anymore. You know how many people cry out alone at night and looking for someone to talk to, looking for prayer? Many. When we manufactured our Vine of Life juice at one time, we had a phone number and a prayer, deliverance prayer. There was a salvation prayer. We would get calls at 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning. Somebody finding an empty can on the street. We used to run commercials about our discipleship program, drug addiction program, from midnight to 4 o'clock in the morning. We used to trade off and who was going to answer the phone and pray for them and set them up. But things drifted. Laborers were lost. But I'm telling you, God is reestablishing now. It's being reestablished. And he's looking for those who are hard to set this kingdom. If not, and find somewhere else to go. Because my heart's to save the world. I want to reach every place, every area, because time's running out. We got to become unified and one. And it's going to have to take deny yourself, pick up the cross, and follow. Amen? Psalm 145, and we'll close there. Watchmen and gatekeepers. Hallelujah. Let's speak it. I will extol you, O my God, O King. I will bless your name forever and ever. Every day I will bless you. I will praise your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall what? Praise your works to another and shall declare your mighty acts. I will meditate on the glorious splendor of your majesty and on your wondrous works. Men shall speak of the night, of your might, of your what? Awesome acts. And I will declare your greatness. They shall utter the memory of your great goodness and shall sing of your righteousness. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and great in mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. Over what? All his works. That means his works are sealed by him. All your works shall praise you, O Lord, and your saints shall bless you. They shall speak of the glory of your kingdom and talk of your power, to make known to the sons of men his mighty acts, the glorious majesty of his kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures throughout all generations. The Lord upholds all who fall and raises up all who bow down. The eyes of all look expectantly to you, and you give them their food in due season. You open their hand and satisfy the desire of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways, gracious in all his works. The Lord is near to all who call upon him, to all who call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of those who fear him. He also will hear their cry and save them. The Lord preserves all who love him, but all the wicked he will destroy. My mouth shall speak of the praise of the Lord, and all flesh shall bless his holy name forever and ever. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your word today. We are honored and blessed. We ply the blood of Jesus on his seed to be protected and grow and bear fruit for your glory. Lord, let the heart change today as the new season approaches, as the new training approaches, as you raise up more and more watchmen and gatekeepers. As the other ones begin to go home, Lord, we thank you. We thank you. We let everything go, and we look to you today as our hope, our strength, and our life. And we promise to give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise in Jesus' name.